track three, and we come to the first of our news stories. Council hostel plans horrify residents. Proposals to convert a former guest house in King's Kerswell into a hostel have horrified neighbours. Worried residents in King's Kerswell have concerns about noise and security over Teignbridge District Council's plan to convert Harewood House into a house of multiple occupation. The council bought the property, offering £500,000, subject to planning permission, to turn it into an HMO. Now a planning application has been lodged for a change of use from an Airbnb to an HMO. The council says it is an opportunity to buy the property and use it as supported accommodation hostel, but residents say they are appalled at the proposals, which they believe will have a devastating impact on the local area, which will be irrevocably damaged. The council says it is an opportunity to buy the property and use it as supported accommodation. Configuring the property to provide five ensuite rooms and shared bathroom on the first floor, with two further rooms on the ground floor and shared kitchen and dining. Although the estimated cost would add a further £201,000 on top of the purchase price, the council says the plan would enable it to meet its obligations under homeless legislation and cut its current bill for bed and breakfast accommodation. King's Kerswell Parish Council had asked the planning permission to be decided by the planning committee and says it was not made aware of the exact nature of the proposal. District Councillor Jane Taylor has asked for the matter to go to committee. One direct neighbour to the property said she was appalled to learn the council had not only purchased the building without any form of community consultation, but also chose to withhold this information from residents until July, nearly 4 months later. She argued that while residents were required to go through rigorous processes to obtain proper planning permission for even the most modest changes, it is entirely unjust that the council, a body meant to serve and represent the community, can unilaterally impose such a drastic change without engaging with the very people who will suffer its consequences. Objectors claim the conversion of Harewood House into an HMO will have a devastating impact on the local area. Many fear the conversion will lead to issues seen at the existing HMO in Albany Street, Newton Abbott, which has included antisocial behaviour. One said, "We are being expected to have homeless households over our garden fence instead of high-income guests. A guest house is by its very nature quiet and vacant most of the year. Homeless hostels are the reverse, noisy and fully occupied day and night. The house will become a seven-bed dormitory." Concerns were also expressed about security, increased insurance costs, noise and disturbance. One objector said, "This dramatic change of use will ruin the lives of all living nearby. What is worrying is that our elected council, our well-paid council staff, are not at all concerned or show any remorse over the damage they are proposing to inflict on King's Kerswell." But one supporter said, "I truly can't fathom why anybody would object unless they were completely out of touch with the current economic climate and have no consideration for the difficulties young people face today. Teignbridge Council says its aim is to reduce and mitigate costs of temporary accommodation and provide a better service to our homeless clients."
Anger over unacceptable state of street repairs. Teignmouth councillors are calling for urgent improvements to town centre streets where paving slabs, paviours and drain covers are cracked, loose or missing. The call comes after contractors working for Wales and West Utilities recently left parts of the triangle in an unacceptable state and where traders were given misleading information about the works programme. Councillor Keith Underhill and Councillor Dan Comer visited the site as Devon County Council's Highways Enforcement Officer, Jamie Staples, was inspecting the damage. His assessment was damning. "Every single site that they've opened up and reinstated has failed," he said. "Paving slabs have not been pointed in, either sufficiently or at all. Many are cracked or have damaged corners. There are incorrect materials used to surround existing ironworks. Some of the slabs are raised to 12 millimetres, proud, which results in a potential trip hazard. There are also saw cuts. I'm now taking enforcement action to get Wales and West contractors to come back on site in the next 2 weeks to replace and repair all the defects I've found. I've also recommended in my report that these are done at night so as to stop further disruption to the businesses. Mr. Staples said the firm could expect substantial fines and risk prosecution. Councillor Underhill, who is also chairman of the Chamber of Trade, welcomed the County Council's intervention. Councillor Comer added, "We are pleased to see the County Hall taking this matter in the Triangle so seriously, but now they must also address our concerns in Bank Street and Teen Street, where other repairs are unsatisfactory and being made worse by an increased level of heavy delivery truck movements, which is causing serious damage. These matters have now all been reported, and we look forward to swift action to resolve them." Wales and West Utilities Programme Controller for Tynmouth, Roxanne Whittaker, said, "We are aware of an issue regarding the completion of reinstatement work carried out by contractors working on our behalf in the Triangle area of Tynmouth. We are working with Devon County Council to address the issues raised." A Devon County Council spokesman said, "We regularly inspect work that has been carried out on the public highway by utility companies, and in this instance, a number of issues have been found with recent gas work in the Triangle in Tynmouth. We have held initial discussions with Wales and West Utilities to resolve these issues, and they have agreed to carry out remedial work at a time to be agreed with us, so no enforcement action is expected to be needed."
Work starts to install major stormwater tanks. The Mayor of Dawlish was on hand as South West Water marked the start of work on her huge stormwater tank underneath the lawn. Councillor Anthony James, Mayor of Dawlish, said changes to our environment caused by adverse weather conditions, the disposal of sanitary items, non-biodegradable tissues and chemicals, and the increased need to build new homes and buildings have caused an increased demand on the supply and treatment of our water services. Several solutions are being carried out in Dawlish, including the new storm tanks, separating sewage from surface rainwater, and fixing issues where groundwater is seeping into existing pipework, putting added strain on the network. These are all designed to reduce storm overflow and future-proof Dawlish's wastewater network so it can perform effectively as the town's population continues to grow and help improve the local bathing waters. The reduction of sewage into watercourses and bathing water during periods of heavy rainfall is a priority for SWW.